Do you have anything like that that lives around in the rocks or down in the dirt?
Only a lot of animals, you know, that lives in holes here.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's any little animal like a squirrel you have around here that...
No, I can't think of one like them prairie dogs that stay in them holes. None of these rabbits stays in. We got a lot of jackrabbits. Oh, we used to have so many jackrabbits.
Well, they can really run, can't they?
Oh, man, the color used to it was overloaded. But I don't know. Something's happened to them the last year or two, and they've disappeared. I think the carrots is killing a lot of them.
It could well be.
Yeah. Oh, they're kind of damaging to a lot of places where they're thick to the wheat.
Yeah, wheat, alfalfa,
yeah.
The whole works.
Oh yeah, I'm kind of glad they got them thin now.
Yeah.
I sure am.
Just four legs, two ears, and a stomach.
Yeah, man, they're. Here a few years ago, not too far away from here, when they said thick, they'd come up from that river there, you know, and they took a guy's wheat crop.
Hmm.
They just ruined these wheat.
Well, I'll be darned.
They're everywhere, right down here, lost his wheat crop, east down here. It's over that, over them rabbits.
You'd think you'd advertise for hunters.
Yeah, but they come see not too far from the river. They come, see like them rabbits will drift to the river in dry years.
Hmm.
On account of the water. Yeah, for the water.
Uh-huh. I used to like to shoot at them.
Yeah, oh, I'll kill a lot of jackrabbits. Oh, my.
They're sandy things, too.
You bet.
Do you have those lizards around here that have spikes on their heads? Little flat fellas.
Yeah, we have some of them. I know what you mean. Certain time of year, you'll see them.
Yeah?
Yeah, we call them horny toads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got them.
They're gentle little things.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they look fierce, though.
Yeah, I don't think they'd harm you.
How about frogs down along the river around your ponds?
Oh, it's a lot of frogs. Ooh, my, you ought to hear them one in the spring and they don't have in the range. You know, they play music all night.
You ever catch those and eat them?
Well, there's a big green frog that a lot of people kill, you know, takes their legs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and kills them. A certain frog. I never went much for eating frogs.
I've only eaten them a couple times. I like them.
I eat some one time. That was good. Somebody knowed how to do it, you know. They got them big green ones, you know, and they cut their legs off, I think it was, uh-huh. How it was. And they was good. And we got some of these toad frogs.
Around the yard?
Yeah. Oh, my, certain times of the year,
Yeah, I like those too. They scare me.
Mm-hmm.
If I go out and dig in the dirt, one of those crawls out. Well, he gives me a start.
Oh, yeah. Man, I don't know where. You know, in dry time, they can disappear and then later get the rain. They must go on the ground. They just say every place after it gets the rain.
They just burrow right down.
Yeah, they all come out when it rains.
Do you have these little bitty old frogs, about like that you find around the pond?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of little, all kind of frogs.
Well, they make a noise, don't they?
Yeah, they just squawk, you know.
You call those anything special?
Oh, they're kind of a little jumping frog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jump, you know, we just call them an old jumping frog.
Boy, they do, too, don't they?
They sure do.
They're such a little thing, they can really scurry.
Yeah.
Well, when you go fishing, do you generally use a pole?
Yeah, like, we have for years, you know, we fish on these creeks a lot.
Uh-huh.
We use fishing pole and hook and line.
You ever take a long line and hang hooks from it and put that out in the river?
I never done so much myself, Robert, but it's sure a lot of them does. They call that a throw line.
Yeah,
they put down and leave it maybe all night last time.
Trot line?
Yeah, trot line. And you know, some of them has good luck that
way. Boy, they get the fish.
They get big fish. You know, something surprised me on the Cimarron River. It's kind of salty. And I didn't think, you know, that would be much good for fishing. I got a fellow that lives, you know, pretty close to over 2 or 3 miles from me here, up Clark Spence, some guy. My God, man, he puts his sole lines out at night. I think he baits them with frogs. Man, he gets 6-7 pound fish out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's big fish in the Cimarron River.